Thanks, everyone, for tuning in for another edition of The Good Stuff on this great local radio station. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. And to find out more about what to do when you get here, you need to visit valentine.org website. Check out 50 things to do. And there's more than that, actually. Even in the fall, upland bird hunting, deer hunting, turkey hunting, some fishing in one of the great area lakes, or wait for ice fishing. You can get on the hard water this winter as well. Check it all out at visitvalentine.org.
It's Tri-State Livestock News. They are a reliable source of agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. You really need to be checking them out. They have all kinds of things in their weekly publication. Plus, you can go online for the latest stories, sales reports, and updates. Make sure you go to tsln.com to subscribe to Tri-State Livestock News, because it is what ranchers read.
Kim, what do you have to share to start things off on The Good Stuff?
I've got a piece called Wants to Be an Auctioneer by Hiram Voss.
Okay.
All right. I'm a young man just starting, and I don't know what to do. I must choose a vocation, and I thought I'd write to you. I don't want to be a farmer, and clerking doesn't pay, so I've been sort of looking around to find some other way. I had a great big notion to be an auctioneer, for I can talk from way back if I have someone to hear, but I can't find an auction school or someone to teach the art of auctioneering, so I suppose it's out of reach. I think if I could get a sale, I'd take it anyway and just go on and make it as if I had one every day. But no one dares to risk me, and all freely confess they want to get an auctioneer who's already won success. I guess the only chance for me to ever make it win is to work with some old auctioneer and catch the tricks from him. There ain't no schools or colleges, so the only one that knows is the man who played the game, sometimes successfully, I suppose. That's a cute little piece by Hiram Voss.
This is something from Tony Bullitt that wrote in to Jim here a while back on The Good Stuff. And it says, U.S. Air Force C-141 is scheduled to leave Thule Air Base in Greenland at midnight. During the pilot's pre-flight check, he discovers that the latrine holding tank is still full from the last flight. So a message is sent to the base, and an airman who is off duty is called out to take care of it. He finally gets to the airbase, only to find that the latrine pump has been left outdoors and is frozen solid, so he must find another one in the hangar, which takes even more time. He finally arrives at the aircraft and is less enthusiastic about what he has to do. Nevertheless, he goes about the pumping job deliberately and carefully and slowly so as not to risk criticism later. As he's leaving the plane, the pilot stops him and says, Son, your attitude and performance has caused this flight to be late, and I'm going to personally see to it that you are not just reprimanded, but punished. The poor airman says, Sir, with all due respect, I am not your son. I am an airman in the United States Air Force. I've been in Thule, Greenland for 11 months without a furlough, and reindeer are beginning to look pretty good to me. I have one stripe. It's 2:30 in the morning. It's 20 degrees below zero, and my specialty here is to pump human refuse from aircraft. Now, just what form of punishment did you have in mind?
Oh, no, that kind of hits all the points, doesn't it?
Thanks to all of our people out there, no matter what your job is in the military.
That's right, indeed. Hey, remember how I've been actually teaching you something?
About what?
Well, just different facts that I find extremely interesting. I've got a few more of those. It is impossible to hum while holding your nose. You want to try that? Oh, yep. No sound
comes up.
It doesn't
work.
Yeah, that's interesting. The current American flag, I did not know this, was designed by a 17-year-old as a class project. Guess what?
He got an F.
He got a B minus.
A B minus.
Yeah.
I do remember hearing that during Flag Day.
Oh, very good. Very good. Did you know wombat poop is square?
No, and I don't know that I ever cared.
Now, that's something good to bring up for supper tonight.
That'll be good at coffee this morning.
That's right. And the United States is an older country than Germany.
Yeah, because he had East Germany, West Germany, and those things. So
yeah.
I suppose when they became Germany.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that.
We just don't think of it like that. The Mongolian Navy consists of 7 people and 1 boat.
No Tyrannosaurus Rex?
I do not believe so. And there is enough iron in your body to make a 2-inch nail.
I have heard that before.
Really?
Yep.
1 million seconds is 11 days. 1 billion seconds is 33 years. And 1 billion is a lot.
That's a lot. And folks, thanks for tuning in and listening to The Good Stuff.